The Laws of Yichud by Rabbi Nissan David Dubov quotes. It is of paramount importance that both men and women have a clear understanding of these halachos. Women are obligated to learn those halachos which are pertinent to them, such as the laws of, and the prohibition of Yichud, Shulchan Aruch Harav, Laws of Talmud Torah, ch. 114. The seclusion of a man and a woman is the first step towards a forbidden relationship, hence, the Torah forbids Yichud. However, let it be made absolutely clear that if a man and a woman are in a Yichud situation, even though nothing improper takes place, they are still in violation of the prohibition of Yichud. Even if a person is absolutely sure of him/herself, believing that nothing will happen, there still exists a serious prohibition of Yichud. Furthermore, there is a rule, there is no guarantee when it comes to arayos. When a person places himself in a Yichud situation, the Yetzer Hara is extremely powerful, and no person can be absolutely sure that under such conditions he or she will withstand temptation. A married man is permitted to teach girls in a school or seminary. However, he should not be over-familiar with the girls and should make sure that he teaches with the utmost tznius. It is also important for the girls in the class to conduct themselves with utmost tznius in the presence of a male teacher. They should make sure that they are sitting in a tznius fashion and that their knees and elbows are covered adequately by their clothing. In general, a man should try to visit a male doctor, and a woman, a female doctor. However, if no doctor of the same gender is available, it is permitted to be treated by a doctor of the opposite gender.